You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. How to get iOS 12.1 on your iPhone by Pia Seres. Last month's iOS 12 update gave us screen time tools, security updates, and a whole heap of new features that make your iPhone feel new again. Now, with iOS 12.1, you get even more ways to express yourself on your iPhone and iPad. With group FaceTime, you can chat with up to 32 friends and family. You can also spice up your messaging life with 70 new emoji, including a freezing cold smiley, a mooncake, and a long-awaited redhead. Most importantly, unlike the $1,199 MacBook Air announced today, this sweet software update is totally free. Apple says that iOS 12.1 will become available October 30th, but you may need to wait up to 24 hours for it to show up on your phone. Here's how you can get it. Back it up. First, make sure all of your data is backed up. While iCloud will secure your basic information like contacts and notes, you'll probably want more comprehensive backups. To back up information like Touch ID and Apple Pay settings, use iTunes on your Mac or PC. Connect your device to a computer, open iTunes, and select the device icon in the top bar, or in the sidebar, depending on your version of iTunes. Click Backup Now. Clear the way. Since installing a new operating system can require more storage space, it's smart to tidy up your tech before updating. Delete the apps and photos you don't need. If you're an iPhone photographer with loads of photos, upload those snapshots to an external hard drive or Google Photos, then delete them from your phone. Give it a boost. Your device needs to be charged in order to download and install a new operating system. Plug your device into an outlet and connect to Wi-Fi. Ready, set, OS. You'll probably receive a notification when iOS 12.1 becomes available for download. Don't see it? The rollout starts on the 30th, but it may take up to 24 hours to show up on your device. If you miss the notification or instinctively hit later to keep watching that YouTube video, don't sweat it. Head to Settings, General, Software Update to start downloading those snazzy new hieroglyphs to your device.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.